It is the Coach Home. It's the first one of the season, and we're going to be joined, hopefully, by three very highly happy campers, indeed. Three winning teams, of course, is the way to go. And the most eye-catching, if you like, results of the weekend was certainly the one that made me smile after our disappointing 2-0 draw at Fulham, was Brighton. And we've got Alan Wears from Albion Road to talk about it. And Alan, as we all know, Manchester United are the force they once were, but it's still going to Old Trafford opening weekend and win, which, well, it can't be bad at all.
Well, happy New Year's season to you, John. it was big. I mean, obviously, you have to bear in mind that the third to last game of the season was against Manchester United at the Amex, and we turned them over. And you never know what to expect with Man U. You think, well, are their players that bad, or is there, something else that, Rangnick and Gunnar Solskjaer before him just couldn't sort out? And obviously with Erik ten Hag, yes, he comes with a decent track record, but, to sort out the whole lot in one hit is a huge ask. And I think that probably with the number of managers that the Manchester United are getting through, I think they get to realise that the problem is their playing staff. However, I don't care. No, it was fantastic. I mean, certainly our first half performance, there was shades of the game at the Amex, sort of closing them down quickly, getting in amongst them, playing the ball quickly. Yeah, it's a different beast when you're playing at Old Trafford. And I was about to say, not everyone turns them over, he said, looking at John, for a Liverpool fan. But not everyone turns them over at Old Trafford. They've got a long way to go, but I think that what we've got is we've got a certain level of confidence. Even if whether we've sorted out our ongoing striker and goal scored situation, we don't know. But what we are now doing, we finished last season, we've started this season with a huge amount of confidence.